Today's first reading teaches us a fundamental spiritual principle. Religious faith can be the greatest influence for good in the world, but sadly, religious faith can also be the greatest influence for evil. When people of religious conviction allow themselves to be controlled by the grace of God, then their lives will be spent in the service of the good. However, when people of religious conviction allow their spiritual authority to control others, then their lives are spent expecting others to serve them. And their lives are then used in the service of evil and the devil. We see this principle at play in the reading from Acts. Here the Jewish council, that is the Sanhedrin, made up of the most prominent religious leaders in Judaism, want to control Peter and the other apostles. And so listen to their demand. We gave you strict orders not to teach in this name. Yet here you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching, and you are determined to bring this man's blood on us. Here's the kind of religious control that is wanting to silence the apostles, not only because they are proclaiming Jesus raised from the dead, but also because St. Peter was willing to honestly state how the religious authorities, that is the Jewish authorities, are implicated in Jesus' death. So having heard what the high priest says, listen again to the boldness of St. Peter's response. We must obey God rather than any human authority. The God of our ancestors raised up Jesus, whom you killed by hanging him on the tree. God exalted him at his right hand as leader and savior, that he might give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are witnesses to these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him. Peter is so bold. He is so courageous in being willing to declare how the religious authorities of Judaism were responsible for Jesus' death. But Peter says that because Jesus has been raised from the dead and has been exalted at God's right hand, we are under his control and not yours. And so, he says, we must obey God. This so angers the Sanhedrin that St. Luke, the writer of Acts, makes this comment. When the Sanhedrin heard this, they were enraged and wanted to kill them. The Sanhedrin were people of religious authority, and they used this authority, they used this power to demand that others comply with their orders and that they would go to any length, even murder, to exact obedience. Here we see how religious conviction can be used in the service of evil. Contrast this with the apostles, where devotion to Jesus Christ and obedience to him is used in the service of the good, something we see repeatedly illustrated in the Acts of the Apostles. The early Christian community were known for their courage. They were known for their generosity, for their care, and their devoted love. Now here's the application. Within the history of Catholicism, there have been times when sadly the church has been more often in league with the Sanhedrin than have not embodied the character of the apostles. When this has happened, the church has been an instrument of evil and has caused deep and profound damage. Just last night, I was listening to As It Happens, and they were interviewing a legislator in Pennsylvania, where sadly, just recently, hundreds of people have come forward disclosing how they have been sexually abused by Catholic clergy. We are still seeing the deep effects of how this evil, both the abuse and the cover-up by the church, has devastated the lives of so many, particularly children. This kind of evil is indicative of the spiritual control represented by the Sanhedrin and is antithetical to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And both within and without the church, we have wondered, how is this kind of evil possible? It goes right back to Acts. Religious authority, when it is used to control others, is the worst kind of evil imaginable. But there have been times when the church has also been a great instrument of good, when her leaders have embodied the character of the apostles and the gospel. One such example of this embodiment was St. John Baptiste de La Salle, whose feast day we observe today. Born into a wealthy French family in 1651, he gave up his wealth in order to serve the young. He became a teacher, he became an administrator, he gave his life to education. He is the patron saint of teachers. And listen to some of the instruction he gave to his teachers. And if only the church had heard this instruction in the height of the sexual abuse scandal. In your teaching, says de La Salle, the boys in your charge must see by the way you teach that you are true ministers of God, full of true charity and sincere in carrying out your task. It is most important for you to realize that you are ministers not only of God, but also of Jesus Christ and his church. Above all, let your charity and zeal show how you love the church. Your work is for the church, which is the body of Christ. By your diligence, show your love for those whom God has given you, just as Christ loved. That's how religion, that's how religious authority is to be exercised. Not in having others serve those in authority, but those in authority are called to serve those under their care. This is fundamental to what it is to live as devout Catholics. This is fundamental to what it is to be the church. For when the church does not live like this, she is an instrument of the devil. But when she lives like this, she is an instrument of Jesus Christ and of his gospel. Pray for us, Saint de La Salle. May we, like you and like the apostles, always choose to listen to God and so spend our lives in the service of that which is good, that which is holy, that which is true.